it made me want to come back and say, I need to go and have that, what my ancestors had, which was the great proudness that they had of this country.
Mr. Conway has been returning to his family's country at Carnarvon Gorge since the 1980s, but it was in the early 2000s that he met up with Bernice Sigley, who was then the ranger in charge at the National Park. He then became involved in the Traditional Owner Management Group and in the Aboriginal Seasonal Ranger Program.
My hat off to a lady by the name of Bernice, which I will never ever forget the longest day I live. She had inspired me to come back onto country. I'd say from the last 8 years, at the time being here, that gave me the great pleasure of coming back here. I did come back volunteering from time to time, along with another young gentleman who is my wife's nephew, and we both did volunteer. Then eventually there was a bit of funding found for us to come back and to be employed. And here I am, and I'm still here.
What's your current role in the gorge?
My role in this gorge is to come up and to try and to teach young children, girls and boys, about our culture. Hopefully that they will do what I'm doing, is to try to preserve what is left of our beautiful culture that we had. Now, my niece has also been back with me. Now, she has a permanent position as a operator in the office there, and that's what makes me so proud. So what I'm saying to my fellow countrymen out there, please come back onto country and give us a helping hand, and let's go ahead and be so proud of it and come and preserve it.
We can see there's been quite a lot of graffiti and other damage to the cultural sites as we walk along the gorge. So for how long has there been some recognition of the need to protect this area?
In 1976, when the Legislation Preservation Act was passed through the Parliament, that given us as Indigenous people from the communities in Queensland the right to go out to locate, to record and to preserve any significant meaning of our ancestral believing. And here it is right through this gorge. So since then, this is well preserved. Look how much that rock has been defaced by people getting up there to get their photo taken, not realising that they, sliding down on their backside, they're taking a little bit away at each time and to where it is today. Look how much of that graffiti is on that rock there where I'm pointing.
What other jobs do you do as an Indigenous ranger here in the gorge?
My job, besides stopping people from graffitiing it, is to try and preserve it as long as possible for a future generation in time to come. And not only that, is to give the whole wider the Australian community out there how beautiful it is, it has been and still is, and how long it's been there.